This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Casting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We've got Scott Adams of Dilbert, always informative, gives a different perspective. Popping in, Gavin McGinnis, Dr. Steve Pachinik, Roger Stone. I'll have the big inside scoop on Tillerson and the rest of it. Roger Stone, of course, was the first to say that Tillerson was basically already not the Secretary of State 6 months ago and that Trump didn't like him and knew he'd been leaking information. And, of course, Roger has all those amazing contacts, and as you can see, that has now unfolded. So that will be coming up. I'm going to get more into this coming up and play some of these video clips when the creator of Dilbert's on with us. Scarily realistic fake videos of Trump and Putin may spark World War III, Professor warns. Trump, pay for border wall with sanctuary city funds. He's saying block the funds to these sanctuary cities that are totally lawless and saying they're going to let MS-13 continue to rape, rob, and kill and resist law enforcement when they have the proper warrants and everything in order. That is violating federal and state law and can get people killed and is getting people killed. We have the big backdrop, everything else going on. UK grooming gang victims say abuse still happening. We're going to get into all that, the Islamists and all the activity. Don't threaten a nuclear power. Putin rejects British ultimatum on Russian spy attack. This old spy, KGB colonel, gets nerve gassed in England. And they just say, oh, it's the Russians. We don't have any proof, but it's the Russians. And then the guy's useless to the Russians. It only hurts the Russians. And now the British government wants to start a war with them and do all this. It's just crazy. The Russophobe stuff that's going on. I mean, it's the communist Chinese. It's the globalists. It's Hollywood. It's the Democratic Party waging war. It's George Soros trying to overthrow every sovereign nation on earth. And Hungary and Romania and the Czech Republic and Poland and Russia. And by the way, Poland and all those places don't like Russia, but they're all saying the same thing as Russia because they've got Soros in their business. And they are angry. And I haven't even gotten into the special congressional election. You know, the big question is, did the Democrats cheat? The Democrats only winning by in that congressional special election 641 votes. They said he was 10 points ahead the whole time. That's how they manipulate the population. People have a bandwagon effect. And he's already declared victory. Look at that. Another smiley-faced establishment henchman of the globalist. And all of that's unfolding. The Democrats organize people all over the place to get folks to vote in the names of dead people. It's on record. So if somebody loses in a big state by 600, you better believe they got it stolen. The poll said Roy Moore was 15 points behind. He lost by half a point. And then, some precincts had more people vote than were on the voter rolls for the Democrat, for Mr. Jones. But it is a warning for Trump, Democrats are saying. Too close to call, Pennsylvania vote, though they're saying it's the Democrat. Because it took a giant landslide to get over the wall of cheating. It took a tsunami to go over the seawall of Democrat Party cheating. They stole at least 5 states, tried to steal 6 others. It all came out. They had upwards of 5+ million people vote the names of dead folks. I'm not giving illegal aliens a pass. It's they're not that big a part of it. The Democrats are trying to make it where illegals can have driver's license and vote, and they're doing it now in California and other states. So that will be the big problem. But it's winos. It's mentally ill people. Because I know it's Project Veritas caught it. Larry Nichols used to do it in Arkansas. And they would go load up people on a bus and have them vote 10 times. That was the goal. In 8 hours, they would have them vote 10 times. And they'd get pissed and have to give them more whiskey. And then the homeless would crap all over the bus. And again, Project Veritas, I mean, man, you got a busload of homeless people, man. You're giving them cases of beer. They start getting pissed. And they walk into the voting areas. They don't even know what their name is, but it's Democrat cities. So the people behind the desk know what's going on. That's why if you're living in a city, you've got to go work on a precinct that's liberal, that's blue, and you're going to watch fraud like you never saw. Because this is a party of ruthless criminal betas that want to wreck society and turn us into Venezuela. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're now an hour into this global critical transmission, the 14th day of March 2018, and we've got another 3 hours here before us until Owen Schroyer takes over with Roger Stone and others with the War Room. And, of course, David Knight comes on, did a great job every morning before me for 3 hours, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central. And we're getting Scott Dilbert, the creator of Dilbert, lined up, Scott Adams of Dilbert. We're going to get him on here in just a few minutes. We got Steve Pachinik, Roger Stone joining us as well. What really happened with Tillerson, what's happening in the Middle East, what's happening with terrorism. And we've got an article going up here in about 15 minutes directly from law enforcement on the ground with the details of the type of bomb used to bomb three houses, two on Monday, one the week before, killing one person, injuring three. And the law enforcement wants us to put this out because the higher-ups have not done it. And people know what they're looking for with this bomb and the type of bomb it is. It is not coming in a standard package. Okay? And so we're going to be exclusively giving you that on InfoWars.com and the live feeds on radio and TV coming up. And then Hungary repatriates all its gold from London, fearing geopolitical crisis. 100,000 ounces heading back to Budapest. And a lot of other countries have been pulling their gold out of the U.S. and out of the U.K. Meanwhile, Trump to unveil massive package of tariffs against China. And that's because we had a 40% tax on corporations. They had a 15. We went to 15. China went to zero. That's a tariff on us. Okay. And everybody's saying, oh, Trump, you shouldn't do this. Okay, well, why does China get to have the tariff? We'll get Dilbert's take on that as well. Creator Dilbert, Scott Adams. Britain expels Russian diplomats, suspends high-level contacts over poisoning of ex-spy. We're going to play those clips. Roger Stone joins us. Rand Paul vows to block Trump's nominee to run state and CIA. And I like Rand Paul, but because Trump's honest about the torture, and I agree with the Secretary of Defense, Mattis, we shouldn't be going on, but the point is it does go on. He says he continues to support President Trump, but I can't support people who never understood American first and want to manipulate the president into a sphere of neocons who never had a war they didn't want to star in. And then continuing, special congressional election in Pennsylvania, the CNN and others are saying it's won, but there are 3,000 ballots still to be counted. We're watching it. 641 votes is what the Democrats are winning by. The question is, do the Democrats cheat and have dead people vote in Pennsylvania? Is the sky blue? Do bears live in the woods? Do birds fly in the sky? Is Santa Claus make-believe? And the answer is yes, 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 yes. Prep Veritas, us everywhere. It's just total winos coming in. Famously voting. Remember people went and voted in Michael Moore's name. Project Veritas has done that kind of stuff. I mean, you can walk in. It's kind of like Escape from New York. We're trying to find the president. He goes down in the bottom of this old sunken theater, and he finds a wino that's got the transceiver on his arm. And he goes, "Are you the president, Mr. President?" He goes, "Yeah, I'm the president." Well, it's like, "Are you John Doe?" "Yeah, I'm John Doe. I voted 9 times already." So the Democrats go, "Oh, there's no election fraud. That's why they got a bunch of states that passed laws to give driver's license to illegals and let them vote." But let's stop there. We only got Scott Adams for 2 segments, and we got to Skype up. He's joining us, best-selling author, creator of Dilbert. And, of course, he's at Scott Adams Says on Twitter, blog.dilbert.com. He's got a new best-selling book out as well. You've always got a lot to talk about, but up front, what do you make of this Pennsylvania race? What does it forebode of the blue wave? What do you make of just where Trump is right now? What do you make of the big push? I don't know if you've noticed that they're saying, I need to be banned off the Internet, and they claim I said things I didn't say with this prior constraint stuff. What do you make of all that, Dilbert, creator of Dilbert?
Well, that's a lot of stuff all at once. Let me start with Pennsylvania and say that humans are terrible at pattern recognition. But unfortunately, that's what our brains are. We are pattern recognition machines, biological machines, and we think we see patterns all over the place when sometimes we do and sometimes we don't. Pennsylvania is another good example. Everybody's looking for, where's the pattern? What does this tell us about the future? Probably absolutely nothing. Because when it comes to a special race and the focus is on just a few people, it does sort of become about those individuals far more than it becomes about the country or anything else. But I would note, as I noted on Twitter, that Pennsylvania apparently has elected, in a great repudiation to Trump, they've elected a tall white male with a lot of testosterone. Now, you could say that policies matter, and you could make a good argument for that. But I don't think people are actually voting on policy most of the time. People vote with their tribe. They vote with how they feel. They vote with how a candidate just makes them feel. And you have this weird situation where the candidate who is the Democrat in this case reminds me most of Trump compared to the other guy, just on a very visceral
level. You just made a good point, Scott Adams, that I've been wanting to make. It's Trump appointing a woman to the CIA. It's Trump that's getting all these minorities to run. The Republican Party is more open to that now, it seems. And suddenly the Democrats, I was looking in a WikiLeaks article about all the CIA folks the Democrats have running, and they all look like cookie cutter, father knows best, archetypal, wasp, white guys. So it looks like the Democrats have panicked and think that the Republicans really are racist and just wanted a white guy. So, okay, we'll give the blue-collar, rust state folks what they want, a white guy. But I'm not even sure that's it. I think because the same Republicans that voted for Obama are the ones that put Trump over the top. I think they want prosperity and change.
Yeah, you know, people say they want stuff. You know, people will give you the rational argument why they want to do things. But rarely do people actually act completely on rational means. If you look at the best example is the gun control walkout of the kids we're seeing today. In society, I think the one thing that all of society agrees on is that the dumbest members of society, the least informed, the least capable, are the youth, because everybody knows how they were when they were younger. You know, I was certainly far dumber when I was 14 than I am now. So we have this weird situation where policy may, in fact, be quite influenced by literally what everyone would agree, no matter what side you are on guns. The people who were doing the protesting are the dumbest members of society. And I say that with love because we were all young ones.
No, it's true. But if you put an image of the young people demonstrating at the White House, I mean, are we going to put these folks in control of the nuclear power plants right now? I mean, are we going to put them in control of NASA? Are we going to put them in control, you know, of having your knee worked on for surgery? I mean, this is a bunch of young followers who are young and inexperienced being manipulated by the media.
Yeah, well, the media is certainly part of it, but they're doing a good job of, you know, working themselves up as well. So there are a lot of forces. But one thing we can say with some amount of certainty is that there are very few people among the young who are leaving school today who would actually even claim to having a good knowledge of the entire gun debate, you know, all of the elements of it, enough to really have a reasoned opinion.
Sure, they're really all out there to take selfies. They're really out there to take selfies of themselves.
Well, I'm sure that that group has a whole lot of motivations. Some of them are pure. Some of them are getting out of school. But certainly we shouldn't take all of our guidance from youth.
And, of course, there are more demonstrations today. Where do you see all this going?
The trouble with gun control is that people pretend there's a right and ethical, logical, rational, there's a good solution, and if they could only talk the other side into it, there we'd have something. The reality, I think, is messier. I think the reality is that each of us have a very specific gun risk. So in my case, and I think this would probably be true for you, Alex, if you and I own a gun at home, you and I, not anybody else, but you and I are probably safer. Now, an average person who doesn't, you know, is not on the radar, is not a public figure, doesn't have people threatening to kill them on a daily basis, maybe they are worse off with a lot of guns in the
Let's talk about that when we come back, because nowadays you have a lot of, quote, celebrities who aren't wealthy but are well-known and have enemies. Why can't we have the right to own a gun? We can't afford bodyguards. At least I can't. At least not too many. I mean, you got the guys on the roof with the machine guns. But
this is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
If you leave me, I won't miss you, and I won't ever take you back. I have a selfish question I want to ask Dilbert, creator, Scott Adams. And we're going to get back into the gun thing here in a minute and any other subjects he wants to pop into and his new book. I really appreciate how he pops in on our different broadcasts. Folks love him because it is a good perspective. Doesn't mean it's absolutely correct because everybody has their own perspectives, but I have been sued 12 times by the Democratic Party lawyers. In four cases, they're lawyers that work directly for Hillary. They admit this. We keep knocking them down real quick. They're not even good. They're like press releases, but they're calling for the end of the First Amendment. You've got YouTube calling for it. You've got Sadiq Khan calling for it in Austin right now. You've got Fox News being sued now for investigating Seth Rich. And I've talked to law enforcement in D.C. I mean, they think that's dead on. But the Fox has said, was he the WikiLeaker? And then he's being sued. It's an attack on investigative journalism. And then they misrepresent what we've said, what we've done. And I've talked to top First Amendment lawyers that have engaged for years. And they said they've never seen a case like they filed against myself and former Congressman Alan West. And then Fortune says YouTube, Wikipedia, conspiracy theory crackdown isn't enough. InfoWars now shows you to be shut down. That's Fortune today. So it says, shut me down. Europe's doing it. We've got Alex Jones is filing in the defamation lawsuit he deserves. Alex Jones is a menace to society. I'm suing him. Brendan Gilmore. And all I said is this guy's a Democratic spokesman, worked for Hillary, worked for the State Department. And, you know, he's the guy always on the media after Charlottesville blaming Trump. And then they sue and say, I say he did the attack. I never said that. And the lawyers went and reviewed their exhibits, and I don't say anything near it. And they say they've never seen anything like it. Well, what do you, again, there's a major attack on free speech. We know that. What is your take on this? What do we do? Or do you disagree? Because I told everybody, it's me today. It's Fox News tomorrow. They death threat you. You were talking about it. I mean, it's the left that's frothing. It's the Antifa that hits you in the head with bike locks.
Yeah, look at the common element with your situation and with the special counsels, these and any other ones. The trouble is that as soon as, you know, you have enough laws in your country, everybody's breaking one of them. Or you can make an argument that somebody's breaking one of them. And when you get to these things like defamation, there's a lot of opinion in here. The law is not so clear. There are a million different variations of it. It feels like all you need is a lawyer who's willing to take your money and you can make a case about just about anyone. So it's a super dangerous situation, generally speaking. Now, when you get down to any specific case, let's say your specific cases, I think most of us just look at it. We're not lawyers and we go, I don't know. It doesn't seem right that somebody goes to or, you know, has some legal trouble because they say they're wrong. Let's say you say something that you think is true, but you're just wrong. Should that be a crime in this country? How about you mention a topic and you say, well, this might be something we should look at. And then it turns out that maybe it's not true. Should that be illegal in this country? So there's a lot of gray areas where if you have enough laws, there's always going to be some.
Well, that's what the top lawyers say. I'm really impressed. That's what all four lawyers said. They said, Alex, it's malice of forethought, intent to do harm. Almost everything you said is true. Worked for a congressman, worked with Soros, got money, worked in the State Department, is a Democrat guy, is, you know, anti-conservative. And we just said, look at all these liberals are using as spokespersons. Look at how Soros funds Antifa. They then conflate that and say that I'm saying this guy funds Antifa, and then they don't even have that, but they put it in the suit. My lawyer said the defamation is the suit, but It's protected because you can defame within a suit. So the new thing is to defame people with lawsuits. That's crap. Have you heard of that?
No. And, you know, I think I would be with just about everybody who's not a lawyer working in this field who says, I don't really even follow all that stuff. But the fact that you could get in trouble for either being right or wrong seems problematic to me. Because obviously you think you're right. There are obviously people who think on some topics, I don't know if this is one of them, but think that you're wrong. But shouldn't you have the right to be wrong and the right to be right? I don't know which of them is the bad one. But my understanding of defamation is that there would have to be intent to defame. And that's a pretty tough standard, and I can't imagine that would apply to somebody in your job. Because why would you, like, what would be your motivation to just defame unless you thought it was true?
They also put stuff in there like 12.5 million. That's not even right. Never was right. And they don't even say where they, it's like a fiction novel, a 70-page fiction novel that is defamatory, says we're basically white supremacists and all this stuff with no proof. I don't know what to do.
Well, you know, we live in a terrible world where maybe the guns are dangerous, but the lawyers are worse. so we're seeing certainly attacks on opinion, and you know, and certainly the controversial opinions more so than we've ever seen before. And who knows where the end of that is? But it just feels like a lawyer can go after anybody at this point. Yeah, you just, if you've done something in public, somebody's got a case against you.
Back to the gun situation, that's what it always falls to. How can the royalty have taxpayer-paid armed guards? How can Dianne Feinstein have a revolver in her purse and a concealed carry, but nobody else can get them in San Francisco? I mean, how does Piers Morgan have armed, you know, response vans he pays for out front of his house, but then I finally pay for security around the office, just as I have to for my crew. It's hurting our expansion. It's a good deal. It's nice, folks, but it's expensive. The average person can't do that, and I don't have it at my house. I really can't afford it. I've got my own Second Amendment, and it just seems obscene. They're trying to blame me as an individual for owning guns for what some lunatic hopped up on prescription drugs or psychotropics does.
Yeah, you've stated the problem perfectly. We don't have the same risk profiles. If you don't want to own a gun and, you know, your biggest problem is that there might be a crazy person in the neighborhood who can get one, I would say that person who doesn't own a gun, doesn't want to own a gun, and doesn't want to be shot in a mass killing by a crazy person, that person has a legitimate self-interest in having fewer guns around. But you and I don't. Our risk profile is different. So what does the Constitution say when we just have different risk profiles? And unfortunately, you have to default to, you know, what the Constitution says clearly, which is there's some gun ownership rights. Now, within those rights, I think reasonable people can say bazookas are out and something.
Sure, but the Democrats admit they want them all. I mean, they're not wanting, quote, reasonable gun control. Now they're more and more admitting, no, we want to repeal the whole thing.
You know, I don't see that being a realistic possibility, so I don't take that too seriously. I never get too worried about the slippery slope, because if the slippery slope were a real thing, in other words, if the concept of a slippery slope sort of always worked, then everything would be wrong. You know, we would be taxing at 100% instead of having...
Absolutely. There is some equilibrium. In closing, do you think the Democrats are going to retake the House or Senate in the midterms?
I think they got a good shot. My prediction right now is that Republicans will do better than whatever we expected a few months ago. So the Republicans will do better. If it's good enough, that's still too hard to say.
I agree. I think they hold on but lose seats if people keep sleeping. But we could gain if people wake up. Thank you very much for joining us. Scott Adams, blog.dilbert.com. Check out his new book there as well.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection,
Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. Cell Force helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in Cell Force are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Now, Hillary Clinton doesn't have any medical problems. It's a conspiracy theory. And she was going to win the election by 15 points. CNN said so.
And bargain collectively.
and I will fight back against so-called right to work. Right to work is wrong for workers and wrong for America. Now, having said all this, why aren't I 50 points ahead, you might ask? Well, the choice for working families has never been clearer. I need your help to get Donald Trump's record out to everybody. Nobody should be fooled. He proudly declared himself 100% right to work. He even hired a union-busting firm to break up an organizing campaign at his hotel in Las Vegas, where you are right now. And he built up his wealth by stiffing small businesses and contractors. That goes against everything we stand for as a country. My dad was a small business. I'm just a businessman. I'm just happy he never did business with Trump.
Your dad was a gangster in Chicago. The Clintons swindled billions of dollars. The Clintons stole 97% of the Haitian money. They took control of all the charities. That's all on record. Bono's even worse. He has his one foundation. Yeah, because he gives exactly 0.8%. Then he got complained about. He now gives 1.2%. Look it up. That's mainstream news. I just wanted to play that to remember what a kook and what a witch this lady is. And now falling down three times, having to be held up in India. Because it's in these lawsuits, it's in the news, that Jones needs to be taken off the air for saying Hillary had health problems and that's why she lost the election. Well, I mean, she disappeared for a year in 2013 and we had little birdies. We don't get people's health records, of course not. But she had a brain tumor removed. And that's what they don't like, because of little birdies. In fact, guys, I forgot, Adan Salazar has written the article I asked earlier. Please print me the article, put it on screen, please, about the nature of the bomb in Austin, the three bombs. This is directly from law enforcement that were on the ground, because I know about an hour ago he said his story was almost ready. So is that up on InfoWars.com yet? Just give me a Roger and I'll know on that. Speaking of Roger, we're going to go to Roger Stone here in just a minute, but let me just check. Okay. Well, as soon as it's up, let me know, okay? Just keep printing me the new articles as they come off, because that's one blind spot I've got, is InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com constantly has amazing breaking news at it. And I just tend to just go with the stuff I already have, or there'll be something big going on and I'm not on it. So let's just stay focused on CNBC and the financials, stay focused on the Russia situation, which, you know, I don't get into the whole fake Russiagate deal and then counter their lies every time, because they just make up more and then recycle them. But Putin has come out with some really big news. There's been some really big movements in England. And this dead Russian spy defector and all of it. So that is coming up with a bunch of video clips about Putin here in a moment. But first, I wanted to ask Roger Stone about Rex Tillerson's departure, which he predicted 6 months ago, and which he said would be coming and be done by March. But we got to find that. It was about 2 months ago. He said, by March, he'll be gone. And, of course, he was really let go Friday. We didn't get told about it till a few days ago. What's really behind that? What is behind all the latest disinfo taking place against him and the whole fake Russiagate? And what's really happening in Pennsylvania? Did the Democrats steal that election only by a couple hundred votes? Well, we know they have dead people voting everywhere. They admit it. So I would imagine they actually lost mightily. Roger Stone.
Well, Alex, it's great to be with you. First of all, that was a great clip of Hillary Clinton. It's amazing that her blame everyone else tour just seems to continue. While she was in India, she says that the reason she lost was because women had voted for Trump on the orders of their husbands, boyfriends, fathers, or brothers. What an extraordinary opinion of American women. And then she implied that the states that voted for Donald Trump did so because Trump is a racist, seeming to have forgotten her own admonition that black people need to be brought to heel, or forgetting that it was her husband who went to the Supreme Court arguing that racial profiling, pulling a guy over for driving while black, should be perfectly all right. So who are really the dog whistlers? This woman has blamed the FBI, Bernie Sanders, the American people, everybody but herself. She's comedy gold. She continues to nettle and disrupt the Democrats. They just would like her to climb off the stage. That was a great, great clip.
Roger, As you know, I'm being sued. Congressman Alan West is being sued. Leon McAdoo, our great reporter, is being sued. Lee Stranahan's being sued. And a bunch of others by Georgetown University. But nowhere in thousands of news articles does it tell you Georgetown University, which is taxpayer-funded, the school's private, but the law school is like 80% public. That, by the way, needs to have a congressional hearing. They need to have hearings about how the schools are already these anti-free speech zones. So now these are tentacles of the anti-free speech going out. They lie and defame me in 70 pages. They attack Trump. They say, I control Congress. It is not just a fiction. It's like a hallucination. And I called four different lawyers who read it, two of which worked for me. All four have done work. And they said exactly what I said. They said, we've never seen anything like this. This is an attack on investigative journalism. All you did was ask questions. The Democrats have been caught painting poop swastikas, N-words, burning crosses, the babies out of incubators, Bush Sr., you know, all the fake things they've done. But there's articles where there's hundreds of the listed false flags liberals pull on themselves. We didn't even say it was a false flag. We said Soros funded Antifa. Then they got Democrats there that worked for Hillary who became the spokespersons. Now that person's suing me saying I should be taken off the air and I'm a piece of crap, that I'm a menace. And then the Washington Post, the New York Times, none of them called me for a quote. The Washington Times did and a few others. I called them, got one-line quotes, like five pages of the other BS. So this is the press trying to roast itself. And then the day after, Fox News gets sued over investigating Seth Rich and over guests that were on Fox News when all the evidence points towards, well, this person's still out there. And that Seth Rich was targeted, but you're not supposed to even be able to have that opinion in a suspicious murder. That'd make Tom Clancy, you know, books illegal or something, you know, or Perry Mason movies. I mean, this is next level. This is an attack on speech. This is an attack, and this is the greatest attack on free speech these lawyers have ever seen. They said if this went through the courts, it would end the First Amendment as we know it, Roger.
Yeah, no, what this is, Alex, is a new tactic of the left called lawfare. I think that term was coined by my attorney, Tyler Nixon. He's exactly right. They file these extraordinarily expensive, detailed lawsuits, which are all based on falsehood, lies, and then they spin that in the mainstream media to your detriment. Now, in the
because defamation is only able to be done in the law because in the court it's protected, and so they're the defamers.
Number one. Number two, though. There's a new standard in the new journalism. You no longer need proof or evidence. You can just have hearsay. A person said Roger Stone told them that he was going to London to dine with Julian Assange. That person doesn't require any corroboration, but they can get on MSNBC and they can repeat hearsay, get media coverage.
But you were on air saying, I'm trying to talk to Assange. The New York Times and CNN were interviewing him. But you couldn't get the interview. And they go, look, he said he's trying to talk to Assange. I remember you saying, I'm sending him all these emails, trying to talk to him. I know a talk show host has talked to him. He says it's bombshell about Hillary. You said all that on air.
They just, I never had any dialogue with them. They wouldn't respond to me. I never asked him to come on. Look, I've never met the man or never spoke to him. But speaking to him wouldn't be inappropriate because he's a journalist.
We'll stay there. Let's come back and look at Tillerson, look at everything else and more on this with Roger Stone and the special election in Pennsylvania.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie! No man is obsolete!
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
From the Washington Post to the London Guardian, from Fortune Magazine to CNN, they're all actively calling for us to be shut off the radio, TV, and the Internet, and to be deplatformed. Roger Stone's been banned from Twitter for using a cuss word, but everybody else on the Democrat side can call for his death and my death and the president's death. This is a temper tantrum big corporations working with others to censor. It's here, and it's the biggest assault we've ever seen. And nowhere in the news is it Georgetown University, taxpayer-funded law school. The lawyer said we've never heard of a law school being anti-free speech. The clinics always defend it. This is unprecedented. And so you need to pull your money if you're an alumni. We're going to start contacting the alumni. We've got a database, and we're just going to point this out. But Roger is popping in. He's so obsessed with this because, you know, they keep calling him a Russian agent like they call me. And Roger's saying, you know, I never said I reached out to Assange. It's like this tar baby of it sucks all the air out of the room. And all we talk about is how we're not Russian agents and it's stupid. I remember, and I go from memory, Roger, you on air. What I'm saying is once all this stuff broke and once all this stuff was going on like a year and a half, 2 years ago, I remember you like even in July going, of course the media talks to Assange. I'd love to talk to him and find out what he's got. But I've never talked to him. That's my point is that.
No, I mean, as you know, I had a back channel, a confirming source, who was correct in every regard. Now, Alex, as you know, I never knew the content source or exact timing of the WikiLeaks disclosures. We had an all-night broadcast expecting them for October 1st, because that's what my source had told me, even though he didn't know the content, the exact timing, or the source of the documents. Then on the 1st, Assange did not release anything. We were told that his lawyers feared for his life, and he delayed, but only for 3 days.
Roger, don't you get that it doesn't matter? All the media was trying to talk to him. I know you had the back channel. He testified to Congress. And no matter how many times you tell the truth and set the story straight, they don't care. So the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again.
I don't disagree, Alex, but let me say this. You now have a wild, bloodthirsty pack of hyenas who try to parse every word. They take a Washington Post interview in which a witness who is faceless and unidentified says you told him something. He says he has an email that proves it, but no reporter at the Post has seen said email, and you're expected to respond to that. And then when you do, Salon, Slate, Mother Jones, 100 other lefty fronts recycle that as if you have done something wrong, wanting to relitigate this. Because I'm being sued in New York, this is important, because the underlying elements of those lawsuits are that Donald Trump and I worked together with the Russians to hack the DNC.
Sure, I understand. And now that takes us into Seth Rich. They want you distracted defending yourself that you're not a Chinese jet pilot from Pluto. Instead of Seth Rich and the Islamic Brothers from Pakistan running the DNC stuff and the fact that it wasn't hacked, that it was leaked according to the data card and the information. And now they're suing, the Seth Rich family is suing Fox for investigating an open murder case. I mean, the Democratic Party is admittedly behind this with the family and is suing everybody that investigates anything. So let's just get back on the offense. Let's talk about Seth Rich. Let's talk about Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Let's talk about Hillary and Nunes saying they found evidence of her collusion with Russia and how the Congress found no Trump collusion. Let's get back on the offense right now. Let's do it. Go ahead and talk about it.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. We are spending too much time trying to clarify the smears, and when the smears can't be clarified, it's a mob mentality, and very little that they say can be trusted.
But the Democrats admit in polls no one buys this crap. That's all I'm saying. They're the Russian agents. They're the Chinese agents. Let's get on their ass.
Well, that's exactly the point. What they're trying to distract from is that they've been caught red-handed in the biggest case of political espionage in American history. That Hillary is in bed with the Russians and the Chinese, that she's basically for sale, that they have subverted the Constitution and the law to spy on the Republican candidate for president. The FBI and the DOJ are in on it. They have used fabricated evidence to justify the spying. You're absolutely right. All of this Russian nonsense, this noise, is meant as a distraction from their crimes. Thank God for Devin Nunes. Thank God for the ongoing investigation into corruption by the Democrats.
And notice there's no coverage there. Well, bottom line, Trump now is saying he'll do the interview, but he wants it closed to this. Even SNL is attacking Mueller because Mueller never found anything. Now he's looking at Chinese money and other stuff, which we said, yeah, that's in politics big time. Where is this going?
Well, look, because there is no special counsel law, Mueller has free range to go anywhere he wants. Meanwhile, you have an upheaval inside the administration. The president.
That's where I was going next. How big a deal is this? You were the guy that called that said Tillerson will be gone. You broke that again.
You know, remember our exact reporting. I said that he'd be gone by the first of the year. Then at the first of the year, I reported that after a dinner with General Mattis, General Kelly, and the president, it would be March. And I called it yet again, InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
And what day was that? I want to find that because that's powerful. I mean, you did say by March.
Yeah, no, we can find both the correction and the original prediction, you know, several months before the end of the year last year. Or actually, I think it was at the end of the year.
You started saying in December he'll be gone in about a month, and then you said, no, now it's March.
Now, the point, of course, is the president's entitled to his new appointees, but Michael Pompeo is a question mark. Here's a guy who in the House was in the Freedom Caucus, was a cheerleader for WikiLeaks and Assange and their incredible 11-year record of being accurate and exposing the darkest secrets of the deep state. But now, as a CIA director, he seems to have been captured by the Mandarins at Langley. He continues to say Assange is a nation-state agent. The Russians, they keep claiming over and over again. And Pompeo and Sessions want Assange prosecuted in this country for publishing classified documents. Now, even the Obama administration's Justice Department figured out that if you prosecuted Assange for publishing classified documents, you'd have to prosecute the Washington Post and the New York Times.
Sure, they've all been doing it, and they've also been using it to twist the documents, not just release documents, they then distort the documents.
Well, in some cases, they put it out there with their spin on it to further the agenda of the deep state. But still, this is what journalists do.
Don't you think Pompeo's feigning this so that they don't get political heat? And then, you know, we've seen in some of the federal rulings, and we've seen the White House lawyers arguing in cases that, you know, nothing should be done, you know, to Assange as well.
Well, I mean, I think this has to play out. Ultimately, I don't know what law Assange has violated. He seems to be getting steadily free of his legal problems in Britain, where an outstanding warrant, it's the warrant itself that is now the issue, not the underlying.
No, I understand. We get rid of one problem, and then there's still another. I'm going to go to break and come right back. I want to ask why Tillerson's gone, then what this whole blue state wave situation means. We're going to talk about that with Roger Stone when we come right back. After this break, just briefly, because I'm only doing 1 minute of plugging this hour, and we need financial support. You need to try Alpha Power for energy, stamina, libido. It's amazing. Super Male Vitality as well is amazing. Super Female Vitality. We've got Survival Shield X2, Brain Force 25% off, a bunch of discounts. Super Blue, colloidal silver, and iodine fortified fluoride-free toothpaste is back in stock, discounted. They've got bodies up there, but I was told that was sold out for months. I've been wondering, ask them, because I was in the warehouse. That's not in for a few weeks, and I want to know why bodies is still. Oh, it's joined the waiting list. Okay, so that is sold out. But here's the big deal. Myco ZX Plus, now way stronger and less because I signed a year purchase contract. So we can put more of the amazing concentrated herbs known to target yeast, candida, mold in your gut. It's not just the bacteria and the probiotics you need, which we have the best out there with our biome defense and all of it. But we've also got Myco ZX Plus now, even stronger, less price, $27. That's 50% off the retail. It's got four big regimens of it, big glass bottle, 120 big old capsules. It is organic. It is concentrated. It is amazing. You owe it to yourself and your family, and it funds the second American Revolution and blocks Soros and the globalists.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this, this is the...